making a difference with you. It's Holiday Heart on 91.3 WCSG. Thanks to Ludimus Floral and Garden.
Hello, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily. It's Steve and Kathy from WCSG Radio. How you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
We're doing pretty good. Yeah. Thanks for asking. We want to talk to you a little bit about your friend Megan that you nominated for Holiday Heart. Like, how do you guys know each other and why did you nominate her?
So Megan and I met because they joined our small group a few years ago from church.
Uh-huh.
And our sons are about maybe 7-8 months apart. And now, like, their best friends are 4 years old now.
Oh.
So we've known each other for about 4 going on 5 years. Her and her husband are up here. He's from Texas. She doesn't have family close by. He doesn't have family close by. So we really kind of latched onto each other as a village for them, especially when they had their second kid. So we've just remained in contact. They even did a short-term move down to Texas, and then they moved back, and our boys have just picked up where they left off. So.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about just kind of the situation that Megan and her family are in with their kids and everything.
Yeah, thanks. So, like I said, they moved back to Michigan after a brief stint in Texas. She gave birth to their third child. Their second and third child are 16 months apart.
Wow.
When their third, so a daughter, was born, they did discover that she is deaf in one ear, and they anticipate that she will lose hearing in her other ear eventually.
Oh, wow.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Sequoia, and she is just about 8 months old. And so they're really in the diagnosing stages because they've said that this is probably not the root cause, that there's probably some other neurological deficiencies that's causing the deafness, but they have yet to really diagnose exactly what's going on besides the fact that she doesn't have any hearing in her one ear. So they have their youngest that needs to go to either DeVos or they go to U of M a lot for appointments, and she's being fitted for hearing aids and all of that. And then she also has some gross motor delays. So they have physical therapy and already occupational therapy for her because she's just not progressing the way that she should physically. Their second son is at this time very close to nonverbal, and so they have multiple appointments for him for occupational therapy as well. When he was born too, had tons and tons of ear infections, like on steroids, on antibiotics, over and over, just a lot of sickness when he was first born, and so that resulted in also some delays. Their eldest, who is 4, my son's best friend, they are walking through a new ADHD diagnosis with him, and there's also occupational therapy for him, as well as some extra attention when it comes to his schooling because of how that ADHD manifests. So when you think about these three kids, and one of them, the eldest, is arguably the most needy when it comes to making sure he doesn't harm himself or run away. They have lots and lots of appointments every week. Her husband is the main breadwinner, but she also tries to work PRN as well at Bronson, our local hospital here. So they're just in a very chaotic season of a lot of burgeoning diagnoses and just situations like that, which makes just even the day-to-day so chaotic.
Yeah. Well, thank you for nominating Megan. Really, you're nominating their family to just receive a little encouragement.
A little help.
So we're just excited to be able to bless their family and give you that opportunity to be a part of that blessing. So why don't we give Megan a call?
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. Hello? Hey, Megan, it's Emily. So I wanted to let you know that I nominated you for WCSG Holiday Heart a couple weeks ago. Just with the chaoticness of your life and everything with the kids and the move and everything. And so I was so excited and surprised when they emailed me back and they wanted to hear more about you. And so I wanted to give you a heads up because I'm just like talking about you to somebody else. Have you heard of Holiday Heart before?
I think so. I am kind of familiar with it. I do recall like hearing something about it.
In
the past. So very shocking and unexpected.
Well, I actually have Steve and Kathy from WCSG on the phone with me right now, and they'd like to talk to me.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Yeah, sorry about the ambush. It's been really cool to kind of just hear Emily's heart for you guys. And I know Oakley and Milo are like best friends. So just with everything going on, like with little Sequoia and just so much, we just wanted to, you know, kind of just encourage you guys a little bit.
Wow, I'm trying not to cry right now.
I mean, it's hard to have three kids, period, but three kids under the age of five that are experiencing, you know, individual needs and having lots of medical appointments and so forth. We just wanted to bless you with a $500 gift card that could just kind of help carry you through the holiday season.
Wow, I am honestly just totally speechless right now.
Just know that you're loved. Emily just really appreciates being in small group with you guys, and her Milo and your Oakley being such great friends. And Emily, if you just wanted to maybe share a word or two of encouragement with Megan, this would be a great time.
Yeah, but I'm also crying, so
that's okay.
But no, I mean, you were the first person that came to mind when I heard that on the radio, and Kaylee, our mutual friend, also told me to nominate you too, because we both just have such a heart for you, and walking alongside you and seeing how much work you do to keep your family together. And I was really hopeful that maybe this would be just a kind gesture that I can't personally give you at this time, but I'm so excited that now you get to receive that from the radio station. So
yeah,
I love you.
That truly means a lot, Emily. I really feel like in the past few months my head is just spinning constantly every day trying to keep track of appointments and who's got to be where at what time, and even just trying to maintain a little bit of my own identity through this season and friendships has been so difficult. And I find myself sometimes wondering, are my friends slipping away?
Absolutely not.
Well, and Kaylee actually asked in our mom's group the other day as a discussion prompt, you know, what are you thankful for right now? And I responded with, our village. We would be drowning without our village right now. You know, we don't have family in the state, and with everything that's going on with different diagnoses and trips to U of M and Helen DeVos and even our local appointments, I was literally surviving off of trail mix because I didn't even have time to prepare dinner.
Yeah.
Well, we hope that you feel blessed in the days ahead. Megan and Emily, you too. And pass this along to Kaylee, who I know was another person who just wanted to nominate Megan and your family. But we just hope you have a very blessed holiday season this year from WCSG.
Thank you so much. I'm at a loss. This is incredibly unexpected, but my husband's going to be just flabbergasted as well.
I was just
going
to say, you're going to have some good news for him today.
I cannot say thank you enough to both you, Emily, but also WCSG. This is very timely and just such a blessing. So thank you very much.
Encouraged to make a difference? Learn more at wcsg.org and the WCSG app. Sponsored by Guiding Light Ministries.